With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. British writer Ian McEwan visited the Soviet Union in 1987, where he thought about writing a novel whose backdrop would be the fading Cold War. A month later, McEwan was in Berlin and fell under its spell.
And the two things just merged. The sentiment of the Cold War ending and the idea of setting a novel in Berlin where a love affair could take place, a love affair that would fall apart, really, because of the paranoia of the Cold War.
Ian McEwan's novel, The Innocent, is a psychological espionage thriller in which a young British telephone technician is sent to Berlin in 1955 to work with the CIA. The Americans plan to tap into the USSR's telephone lines in the Soviet sector, a spy project that actually happened.
It was a tunnel dug by the CIA with the British. It ran about 400 meters, very ambitious, cost $25 million, which is, you know, a vast amount of money in 1955.
There's a lot of technical detail about phone circuits and tape recorders, but...
My main aim is not really to give you a complete account of how the tunnel was dug and how the circuitry was put in there. I just want the reader to be confident in a certain kind of illusion of a world.
During the course of the novel, McEwan's protagonist begins a torrid love affair, commits a murder, and ultimately betrays his country. The novel builds to a fever pitch as the main character wanders the streets of Berlin trying to dispose of a dismembered body.
The novel is in part an investigation of how very ordinary people can, in the right circumstances, commit appalling acts.
The Innocent by Ian McEwan is a disturbing novel, hard to forget, published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ian McEwan is a prominent British writer whose work is receiving an expanding audience in the United States, where his novel The Innocent was published to enthusiastic reviews this past June. The story is set in Berlin, 1955, where a young British telephone technician is helping the CIA to tunnel under Soviet phone lines. A real-life spy, George Blake, plays a role in the novel. Here's McEwan.
He actually told the Russians about this tunnel even before the first spadeful was dug. And it's one of the absurdities of the Cold War that the Russians still had to let the same, more or less the same, telephone signals go back and forth through their telephone lines, because they thought that if they diverted too much traffic away from it, the Americans would get suspicious and Blake's position would be threatened.
An interesting element of the novel is the Englishman's relationship with the Americans in Berlin.
Leonard, the young Englishman, feels somehow that the Americans have a way of doing things that's rather more attractive and rather more confident, and it both irritates him and fascinates him.
McEwan says the Pax Americana in 1950s Europe was mostly about pleasure, rock and roll, movies, fast food.
Leonard has learnt something about the world through American movies, then he gets rock and roll, watches softball.
But the story takes on chilling proportions when Leonard commits an act of murder, and the intensity builds as he tries to dispose of the body.
The Innocent also refers to the reader. The reader will get drawn into something which he can't put down.
Ian McEwan's novel of psychological intrigue is The Innocent, published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of England's top writers is Ian McEwan, whose latest novel, The Innocent, is a psychological thriller set in the Cold War Berlin of the 1950s. McEwan was an army brat whose childhood was spent in Singapore and Tripoli before he was sent to boarding school in England.
I was a very mediocre kid at school until I discovered poetry, and then I came alive.
Influenced by the works of Kafka, McEwan started writing while in college.
I felt this great impatience to join in the conversation of literature rather than just be a passive witness of it.
His first novel, The Cement Garden, was published in 1968. Ian McEwan is a literary writer with a great attachment to plot. He agrees that many readers are intimidated or put off by literary fiction.
People think they're going to be difficult, and also they think literary fiction might not have strong narrative.
Requiring concentration when what most people want is escape. While McEwan's novel, The Innocent, is definitely a literary book, it is filled with suspense and a growing intensity that makes it hard to put down. Today, Ian McEwan lives in Oxford, England. Once a year, he goes to a remote coastal area of Denmark to meditate with a wise elderly man from whom he received this piece of advice.
Inspiration is always the product of hard work, that nothing comes just by sitting about, that if the great creative, inspiring moment is always because you've worked for it.
Ian McEwan's most recent novel is a macabre drama of espionage and betrayal, The Innocent, published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.